Repeat after me. Namo namaste kila manta devata. Dravyaya sarvakritave kriyatmane. Vairagya bhaktyat majaya nubhavita. Jnanaya vidya guru ve namo namaha. Namo namaste kila mantra devata. Dravyaya sarva krita ve kriyatmane. Vairagya bhakyatma jayanubhavita. Jnanaya vidya guru ve namo namaha. Namo namaste kila mantra devata. Dravyaya sarva kratave kriyatmane. Vairagya bhaktyatma jayanubhavita. Jnanaya vidya guruve namo namaha. Matas?
Namo namaste kila mantra devata.
Please repeat after me, word for word. Nama namaha. Obeisances unto you. Te unto you. Who are worshipable. Akila. All inclusive. Mantra. Hymns. Devata. The Supreme Lord. Javyaya. Unto all ingredients for performing sacrifices. Sarva Kratave. Unto all kinds of sacrifices. And Kriya Atmane. Unto you, the supreme form of all sacrifices. Vairagya. Renunciation. Bhaktya, by devotional service. Atmajaya Anubhavita, perceivable by conquering the mind. Jnanaya, such knowledge. Vidya Gurave, the supreme spiritual master of all knowledge. Nama namaha. Again, I offer my respectful obeisances. Translation, please repeat after me. O Lord, you're the supreme personality of Godhead and are worshipable by universal prayers, Vedic hymns, and sacrificial ingredients. We offer our obeisances unto you. You can be realized by the pure mind, freed from all visible and invisible material contamination. We offer our respectful obeisances to you as the supreme spiritual master of knowledge and devotional service. O Lord, you're the supreme personality of Godhead and are worshipable by universal prayers, Vedic hymns, and sacrificial ingredients. We offer our obeisances unto you. You can be realized by the pure mind, freed from all visible and invisible material contamination. We offer our respectful obeisances to you as the supreme spiritual master of knowledge in devotional service. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The qualification of bhakti, or devotional service to the Lord, is that the devotee should be free from all material contaminations and desires. This freedom is called vairagya, or renunciation of material desires. One who engages in devotional service to the Lord according to regata principles is automatically freed from material desires, and in that pure state of mind, one can realize the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Personality of Godhead being situated in everyone's heart instructs the devotee regarding pure devotional service so that he may ultimately achieve the association of the Lord. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 10.10 as follows. Desham satayuktanam bhajatam pratipurvakam tadami buddhi yogam tam yenamam upayanti te. To one who constantly engages in the devotional service of the Lord with faith and love, and the Lord certainly gives the intelligence to achieve him at the ultimate end. Or, as this is, one has to conquer the mind, and one may do it by following the Vedic rituals and by performing different types of sacrifice. The ultimate end of all those performances is to attain bhakti, or the devotional service of the Lord. Without bhakti, one cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the original personality of Godhead, or his innumerable expansions of Vishnu are the only objects of worship by all the Vedic rituals and sacrificial performances. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So here we see in the word for word it's mentioning here, Sarva Kartave. There's one godbrother I have called Mahakratu. He's passed on now. But it's referring to all kinds of sacrifices. Bhoktaram Yagasar, Bhoktayam Yagasar, Sarva Loka Maheshwaram, Sudidam Sarvabhutanam Gatvamam, Kshantam Richati. So is that the Lord is the purpose of all sacrifices and austerities. And it is unto him that all the demigods are to offer their obeisances. Sacrifice means yajna. Anad bhavanti bhutani parjanad anasambhava. All living entities subsist on food grains, which are created by rain. And rain is produced by performance of what? Yajna, or sacrifice. So all these different sacrifices are to be for the purpose of understanding Krishna or Vishnu. Yajyovai saha, that the personality of God Vishnu, he is yajna. He is the one who is to be known, not others. Just like sometimes you hear there's kirtan. Prabhupada said kirtan means, which is the sacrifice for this age, yajyai sam kirtana prayer yajanti hi samedha saha. That in this age of Kali, the supreme sacrifice is the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And so there's many different types of kirtan. The Prabhupada said kirtan means for Vishnu. All these other kirtans came later because they wanted to imitate what they saw in pure devotional service. And so they wanted to actually utilize it for their own temples or their own sampradaya like that. So also, you see here, it's mentioned Vairagya, yeah, there it is, Vairagya. Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga. That Vairagya and Vidya, they go hand in hand. Because otherwise one cannot actually come to the platform of even engaging in devotional service. I mean, we're trying to engage in devotional service. This is actually the purpose of the human form of life. But the thing is, we get distracted by so many different obstacles along the way. So that's the reason why is that you see Karma Mishra Bhakti, Jnana Mishra Bhakti, you see? And these different types of Mishra or mixed types of devotional service, that's not pure. Pure devotional service, like Prabhupada describes, is way high. Is anya bilatasha shunyam ganakamadanavitam anukoyena krishna nushilanam bhakti uttama. So that is pure bhakti. Why? Because there's no motive. There's no bad motive. It's only good motive. And it's not mixed with gyan or karma. You see? Those are just like pots of poison, Lord Chaitanya says. That these pots of poison, whether it's jnana karma, karma kanda, kevala vishara bandha, these are pots of poison. Because jnana can give you an idea. It can lead you in the right direction. But ultimately, you have to have bhakti. Karma or jnana cannot be successful unless there's tinge of bhakti there. Because bhakti is all engaging in everything. Sadhyati mam yogo nisankam dharma urava. So sodadyas tapas tyago yata bhaktir mamojita. Is that the Lord says is that I am only controlled by my devotees. I cannot be controlled by yajnas. I cannot be controlled by piety. I cannot be controlled by different types of sacrifices or even any type of activity. As much I can be pleased by bhakti. Bhakti mama bhajananti yovanyas chasmi tatavataha. That the Lord can actually only be understood through bhakti. And that's the reason why is that in this age of Kali, that is what the purpose is. Kaler dosha nade rajan astihi ko mahadguna kirtanat eva krishnasya muktasanga param vajet. That in this age of Kali, there are so many bad qualities, which we see everywhere. But the one good thing about this quality, about this age, one good qualification is that one, by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, one can go back to the spiritual world. Param Vrajet. So going back. It's like Krishna says, Sarva Dhamma Paritya Ja Mame Kam Saranam Vraja. So that's it's going there. So in this way, one can actually become purified in this age in a short amount of time. This is why the demigods want to actually take birth here in Kali Yuga, because they could actually go back to Godhead quicker. And it says also, Atma Jaya Anubhavita, perceivable by conquering the mind. So the mind is just like a chariot. It has to be conquered. That's why Krishna says in Gita, Man Mana Bhava Mad Bhakto Majiji Mam Namaskaru Mami Vaisi Yuktvaivam Atmanamat Parayanaha. That engage your mind always in thinking of me, offer obeisances and worshiping me. Being fully absorbed in me, surely you can come to me. So when we come here to have darshan of the deities, we're engaging our minds in thinking of the lotus feet of the Lord. The deities are dressed so beautifully today. And Mama Mana Mandire, Prahadnijidin, Krishna Murari, Shri Krishna Murari, Shri Krishna Murari, is that one actually has to take this chariot of the mind and turn it into the temple of the mind. So when we see Krishna here, we can chant our japa in front of the deities and look at them and his service attitude. Because that's what the Lord likes. He just likes that bhakti. He doesn't care about all these phantasmagoria when people are offering things with motives. You see, pure bhakti means without motive. You just want to do it from your heart. You see, that is the main point, is offering something from the heart. Prabhupada gives one example where there was one lady in Vrindavan that always carried a bucket of water on her head. Every day, rain or sunshine. And at the end, Prabhupada said she went back to Godhead. Because of that one thing. That one thing, she had bhakti. That I will bring this bucket of water to the Lord every day. And in that way, I will actually do some service to my Lord. And in that way, she went back to Godhead. So that's the mood of a devotee. He actually wants to have it. That intense devotional service to the Lord, becoming more and more absorbed. And that is actually done in many ways by chanting Hare Krishna in the Maha Mantra. Prabhupada said at least 16 rounds a day, at least. So in Ekadasi, Tamal Krishna Maharaj said, devotees do 25 rounds in Ekadasi, Prabhupada? Prabhupada said, yes. 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 Wake up to the holy name, Hare Krishna. So, is that, yes, one can chant unlimited amounts of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And when one starts to actually get a taste, just think about that. Nama Chintamani Krishna, Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha, Purnasudho Nityamukta Bina Tvam Namanamino. The name of Lord Krishna is the highest form of a Kalpavriksha. It's like a Kalpavriksha tree. It's non-different than Krishna. It's full of consciousness and bliss. And is eternally liberated. This is because of the non-difference of the name and Krishna. Bina tvam namanamino. So that is one of the big points, is that Krishna is non-different from his name. So if when you're chanting, you see a lot of times the mind goes off in all the different directions. You have to pull it back with the holy name. Prabhupada said, you can think of Krishna's pastimes during japa, you see, the engaging the mind. But I see some devotees sometimes, you know, they're going, okay, that verse, okay, Hare Krishna, Krishna, let me see, Sarvadhamma, okay, Hare Krishna. No, japa means that constantly engaging your mind just on hearing, and if you can think of the pastimes of the Lord, Prabhupada said, that's fine. But you have to be hearing the holy name. You see, you're calling Krishna, say, Krishna, come and dance in my tongue, I want you to dance in my tongue. Prabhupada said, is it Krishna's dancing on your tongue? But if you call him and then, you know, you're falling asleep or then you're doing something else or you're thinking somewhere else and your mind is off in Jupiter, you know, the Lord would just, he'll go away. Now, just like it was mentioned yesterday, Maharaj was mentioning, even offensive chanting, it still ultimately gives result because eventually it leads to pure chanting. All of us started somewhere. We all had to start somewhere from chanting. And when we started, then the thing is, you think about it, many years ago, how our minds were back then and how our minds are after so many years of chanting now. It's the difference between night and day. And it goes on unlimitedly. There was one pujari who used to be here, Ram Das, many years ago. And after he passed away, he came to three different devotees in their dreams and said, keep chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra because, yes, it's real. Keep chanting, keep chanting. And so that is the point. Just like the Maharaj mentioned yesterday, Jabhataka Maharaj mentioned, that the devotee, well, he became a devotee, but the husband would not chant Hare Krishna, would not engage in doing anything devotional. And then he had stage 4 cancer and he's dying. And what happens? All of a sudden, the Yamadutas, I like this. They came through the walls, you know. So the thing is, imagine that you're laying in bed and all of a sudden through the walls, the Yamadutas come. So they were very muscular and very strong. And he was absolutely terrified. And then immediately, what did he do? Hare Krishna. And so and then immediately he tells his wife, bring me the Gita, bring me this. I'll get initiated, everything. Because then it was, he says, Maharaj said, in the 2 years or 3 years of preaching to him, he did not become a devotee. But by seeing the Yamadutas in 1 second, he became a devotee. So there's many stories like that. I hope eventually they all get compiled. But there are many stories like that where the Yamadutas come, and then the person actually wants to become a devotee. Or the dogs of death come, and they start sniffing you when you're dying. And then the devotees have heard this. Their father will mention that. And then what happens is that they start chanting the Sringa Mantra around their father. And then eventually the dogs go away. So the thing is that Ante Narayana Smriti, at the time of death, we want to make sure that we're remembering Narayan or Krishna. Now in the purport it says, the qualification of bhakti or devotional service to the Lord is that the devotee should be free from all material contaminations and desires. Are we? No. But we're trying. We're headed in the right direction. You see? First we have Shraddha. Ado Shraddhata Sadhu Sango. We have... To engage in the process of devotional service, because bhakti is what will eventually lead us back to the spiritual world. It's easy for now, and it's also easy. It's only complicated for those who want to make it complicated. Otherwise, it's very easy. You see, and it says also the devotee should be free from all material contaminations and desires. And it says this freedom is called vairagya, or renunciation. So renunciation, all things can be used in the service of the Lord. You see, that's real engagement of items. Not that you just neti neti renounce and throw everything away and I don't need this and money. And you can use everything in the service of the Lord, because who owns all these things anyway? Krishna does. So you're using his energy back into his service. And so because were you recognizing, my Lord, this, you owe this, you own this, you own that. My home is yours. Manasa deho geho yo kichumor. You see, my house, everything that I have, my mind, it's all yours, my Lord. It belongs to you. So in this way, we shouldn't think that we own anything. I'm noticing that devotees sometimes now, they're getting into, I got my Tesla, I got my Tesla car, you know, and they want to show it off. This has nothing to do with devotional service. Prabhupada said is that do not get into this car business. Because you start to think, hey, you know, I'm keeping up with the Joneses here. You know, that's not the mood of bhakti. The mood of bhakti is whatever you have, utilize it in the service of the Lord. So we don't want to drift off from the original pure teachings of Srila Prabhupada. One who engages in devotional service to the Lord according to regulative principles is automatically freed from material desires. And in that pure state of mind, one can realize the personality of Godhead. I mean, Krishna, Prabhupada said, is that you can engage in deity worship, Archana Siddhi. By engaging in deity worship, one can actually attain perfection in deity worship. And Prabhupada said, this deities will talk to you. And I know some devotees that the deity will actually come in their dream, the deity form, come in their dream and tell them certain things. And this has happened throughout the history of bhakti. It isn't that it's like something, it's only happened in the ancient past or in the pastimes of Lord Jagannath. No, it happens to other devotees in the movement. And then the deity will direct them. You do this, you do that. I'll show you how to make this. I'll show you how to do my jewelry like that. So it goes on that the deity will actually, and then that's actually, you've attained perfection in deity worship, and you can go back to God. Like Prabhupada told Janani of us in Mayapur, that the Pujari, who is fully engaged, he doesn't have to go to a universe where Krishna's having his pastimes. He can go directly back to the spiritual world. So that's one another guarantee. You find something that you can do in devotional service. You see? And in that way, you engage yourself in that way. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu, Smaranam Parasevanam, Archanam Vandanam Dasyam, Sakyam Atma Nivedanam. You can engage in hearing and chanting, remembering the Lord, offering prayers. You become a servant of the Lord, a friend of the Lord, you know, a Vandanam, offering prayers. Yes, and then Atma Nivedanam. Just like in the ninth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Ambarish Maharaj. Krishna, yes, Savai. Engaging mind always in thinking of the Lord. He's engaging his mind always in the thinking of the Lord. And in that way, one could actually, and he actually goes through all the different processes of devotional service, not just one, you see. And in that way, actually, he's become purified. Others simply by chanting. Others simply by hearing. And then you go down the list of all the devotees that attain perfection. You can read about them in Bhagavatam. And then automatically, it's there. And then it goes on and says, the personality of God is being situated in everyone's heart. Ishwaram sarvabhutanam. Hridishe Arjuna tishtati. You see, the Lord situated everyone's heart. And in this way, he guides you through intelligence. A lot of times we're thinking, and all of a sudden we get it, oh, that's a great idea. But actually, it's super soul, you know, but we think it's our own mind. Oh, yeah, I thought of that. Many great inventors in history have actually come across these great ideas. And they say, even Nikola Tesla, he said that actually many of these realizations that I've had, they come from higher entities. You see, it's not my own mind. So the thing is, there's always personalities there that want to help you if you're actually open to it. You see, there's even devotees that have come who have left their body, and then they also want to help other devotees. And in that way, but we have to be open to it. If we're not open to it, then we'll just stay like a closed box. And inspiration can come in any form. It may come through an animal. It may come through. I was in Saracatown in New York back in 1972 on the streets. No one was taking books. And I was trying as on chanting Hare Krishnas. And so I just, well, these people are going by so fast. So I just said, okay, I'm just going to stand here. And if they want the book, they can just take it from me. But then a prostitute came up to me and she goes, do you think that you're going to sell a book like that? You have to approach the people. And I went like, oh, I said, I can take this two ways. Either she's a Maya Devi and she's trying to give me a hard time, or this is Krishna talking through her. And then immediately, then I understood. I said, well, of course, it's Krishna trying to tell me. I have to get out there and do it. So then I got right back into it, and then it all opened up. So many stories like that about book distribution, where Krishna reciprocates like that in many wonderful ways. And it also says he also instructs the devotee regarding pure devotional service so that he may ultimately achieve the association of the Lord. Yes, he's always guiding us in so many different ways, opening up venues. I've seen some devotees where they have it, where they're saying that Krishna's pushing me right to my absolute limit because I'm about to break, whether it's the family situation, it could be a disease, it could be anything. But in that situation, Krishna is actually wanting you to fully surrender. And that can be hard to do. It can be simple or it can be hard. Because Krishna doesn't want to break you, but he can keep pushing you to actually become surrendered. Because that's the point. You have to become surrendered to get the blessings. It isn't that they're just going to pour on you of course, there's Kripa Siddha. You know, there can be just mercy that comes automatically from the spiritual master or from Krishna. But generally speaking, you have to endeavor for it. You see, our process is twofold. You have to endeavor and you get the blessings. Just like in the Sri Sampradaya, you have the Tingalaya and the Vadakalaya, the two branches. And those two branches is that the Venkata Deshaka, the Acharya for the Vedakalai, he is saying that it's by your endeavor, by studying of scripture, by pushing forward that you'll get the blessings like that. And then the other side, the Tingalai, they say, no, is that actually it's just everything comes by the mercy of the Lord. But in Krishna consciousness, we combine both. And both of them will actually allow us to achieve perfection. And they can be automatically utilized because we know automatically the Lord wants to bless us if we're open to it. And at the same time, we know that if we want to learn anything, we have to read the books, we have to study. Prabhupada said, if you don't read all of my books, a lot of books, if you don't read all of them, you will fall down. So because Prabhupada will put things in different places and they're packed. This is a perfect verse in Srimad Bhagavatam. It's perfect because it's describing the complete process of bhakti yoga, how to surrender. And it's chock full of so many different realizations that are there. Even this verse here, one engages, constantly engages in the devotional service of the Lord with faith and love. Oh, but you're putting your shraddha there, your faith. Faith and love also, your devotion. The Lord certainly gives the intelligence by which you can actually approach him. Also, we have here, it says, one has to conquer the mind, and one may do it by following the Vedic rituals and performing different types of sacrifice. Well, of course, in this age of Kali, Kriteya Dhyatam Vishnam Tretayam Yajito Makai Dwarpaye Parichayayam Kalotad Dhari Kirtanat, that what was achieved in Satya Yuga by meditating, in Treta Yuga by performing sacrifice, and Dwarpa Yuga by worshiping the Lord's lotus feet in the temple, can it be achieved in Kali Yuga, Kalo Tadhari Kirtanat, by chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And it's not just the mantra, it's the Maha Mantra. So it's the great mantra, the mantra for deliverance. And then also it says, the ultimate end of all those performances is to attain bhakti or devotional service of the Lord. Without bhakti, one cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I mean, you think about it, you know, sometimes devotees just want to take a free ride on Krishna. You know, come to the Sunday feast and just come and take prasad and socialize and everything's great, you know. But the thing is, you think about it, what are you going to do in the spiritual world? If you're there, what are you going to be doing? You're not, you know, otherwise it's just shantaras. You're just going to be looking at everything. Oh, the trees are wonderful. Oh, Krishna's wonderful. The rivers are wonderful. The gopis are wonderful. But then the intensity comes from doing service, seva. So you find some sort of service that you can engage yourself in the temple. And in that way, it increases. And make that service your life's goal. That whatever it is, and it can be many types, not just one type. You can start simple and expand big. You've seen so many devotees that have done it. They started simple and they expand big. So find some type of seva that you can do and understand that I can do this in the spiritual world eternally. And in that way, actually, it will deliver you. You see, Krishna doesn't care about complicated. He likes simple. That's why you see the coward boys dressed up in simple clothing. You see the coward boys enjoying in simple ways. Because Krishna just likes the love from the heart. He doesn't care about all the technical, all the IT and all this. You know, he doesn't care about that. It's a great utilization. I mean, you know, this whole thing about now you can just have classes on the internet. This is great. It's increased. This is a thing that Krishna has revealed that's actually has helped so many devotees during COVID. And even now it can keep going on. So, but we utilize all these things in Krishna's service. Without bhakti yoga, one cannot understand the personality of Godhead and the original personality of Godhead in his innumerable expansions. So, dvaitam, achyutam, anadam, anantarupam, adhyamparana purusham, navayovanam cha. He has dvaitam, achyutam, anantam, rupam, rupam, forms. He has unlimited forms. That's the nature of the Lord. Eti chamsa kalapumsa krishnastu bhagavan swayam. Is that indrai vakala lokam mridiyunte yuge yuge? Is that all these mentioned incarnations are the plenary portions or portions of plenary portions of the Supreme Lord. But Lord Sri Krishna is the original personality of Godhead. Is that all of them appear on planets whenever there's a disturbance created by the atheist. The Lord incarnates to protect the theist or the bhaktas. So all these different forms that's mentioned there, we saw earlier in Bhagavatam, because now we're in the third canto, but in first canto, all the different incarnations that are listed, those are actually all expansions of Krishna. That's one whole topic about with Krishna being the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. Of course, the devotees automatically know it, you know, so it doesn't faze them at all. But there are others that try to say that Narayan is supreme, you see. And in that way, he, in his own unique way, he is. But Krishna is even more so because Krishna has those four extra qualities which are so much more attractive to the devotee. So let me finish up here. It says, the original personality of God or his innumerable expansions of Vishnu are the only objects of worship by all the Vedic rituals and sacrificial performances. So let's read the translation again. O Lord, you are the supreme personality of Godhead and are worshipable by universal prayers. We have the Brahma Samhita. I mean, it's fantastic. That's why Lord Chaitanya gave it to us. He knew it was fantastic. Vedic hymns and sacrificial ingredients. We offer our obeisances unto you. We do that all the time. It's not just a ritual. It has meaning. When you offer your obeisances to someone, you're not only offering obeisances to the super soul, you're also going to offer obeisances to that individual jiva who's now a devotee. And it says, you can be realized by pure mind, freed from all visible and invisible material contamination. We offer our respectful obeisances to you as the supreme spiritual master of knowledge in devotional service. Guru ve namo namaha. So one needs a guru. One cannot automatically do it on his own. You need blessings from the spiritual master. You need a spiritual master in front of you who will say, don't pick your nose when you're chanting japa. Don't put your finger in your ear when you're doing your Gayatri. You know, don't blow your nose when you're doing your Gayatri or whatever. I mean, you need a spiritual master. It tells you directly, I saw you doing this, don't do it. One time, the devotees were standing like this in front of the deities. Prabhupada came up behind them and said, hi, I caught you. You know, because that's like a proud way of standing, like this. You know, we want to have the devotional mood, not like, I'm checking you out, deities. You know, it's not like that at all. It's no bhakti. You have to have that devotional mood where, Lord, I'm your servant. Dasosmi. Jai. So Hare Krishna, Jai. Guru Prabhupada, Hare Bol. So any questions or additions? And chastisements? Jai. That's where the mercy lies. Jai.
He beat Hare Krishna. You to it. It's a very nice class, very inspiring, Prabhuji. You said then, Prabhupada says somewhere, is it recorded? Then, I don't know, then pujari, they can go directly to spiritual world, mm-hmm. not to universe, in mm-hmm. Krishna performed pastimes. Where is mentioned that? Is it in conversation? Is it
I
in
have
it
in my notebook. I can show it to you. Uh-huh. I have like two notebooks, because that's perfect. See, this is a good example. Where did you read it? What lecture is it in? Yeah. You're right. I agree with you, and I'll show it to you. Yeah, mm-hmm. it's recorded, and I have it. It's Archana Siddhi.
Okay, yeah. This is one point. Another point, is it only pujari, or could be some other devotee also who is very surrendered?
Oh, of course. If it's intense. It has to be intense. It can't just be whimsical. Yeah. It has to, you know, you have to be doing it with your full mind. It's locked in that, Lord, I'm doing this for you. In that mood.
Yeah, understandable. Okay, thank you.
Jai Haribo. Sachi Tanoi.
Thank you, Prabhu. So all these samskaras that we do that, you know, are recommended, there's so many. They have their value. My question is, their value is there provided that bhakti is there. Otherwise, will appear to be just ritualistic. So, in that sense, even if it appears to be outdated, that they were done in many years ago, now it's just in Kali Yuga, we only do this, we still carry on doing those things, isn't it?
That's my question. Yes, that's one reason why. Anytime you do a samskara, you're calling on Vishnu to enter into the fire. That's why when you get initiated, even if one's guru falls down, heaven forbid, the thing is that you've made a vow in front of the deities. There are a lot of devotees forget this. You make a vow in front of the deities. The deities are witnessing. And he's also in the fire. So you're also, the deity's in the fire. He's witnessing you. Krishna's there. Vishnu's there. So it isn't just that you made a vow just with the spiritual master, but you've made three vows there. So even if one gets broken, you still have two. So the thing is that in that way, you know, he's there witnessing. We call on Vishnu within the fire, Yajnavalkya Vishnu, you see. So that all of these have value. Prabhupada did say the samskaras should be performed. I have a quote for that too, because somebody said, well, Prabhupada, we didn't do that stuff when Prabhupada was here. But Prabhupada's mentioned that he one should do that, especially as grihasthas. The das samskara. Yeah. But you have to remember who you're doing it for. Because see, there's so many different mantras that go with it, with these samskaras that are glorifying Vishnu. That, you know, for the grain ceremony, there's mantras for that, where you're glorifying Vishnu. Vishnu, you've tasted this, and you're offering Mahaprasadam as well. It's all connected with the deities. And then also the things you can even have, like a shalagram, or you can do it right in front of the deities, so they're the witness. But you want to make sure that that person you're doing it for will remain purified, you know, not that, you know, they're questionable to begin with, because, you know, there's karma exchange going on too.
If nobody has a question, I have another one.
Okay. Oh, so, oh. Jai Justin Haribal. Wait, let him, then we'll go back.
Question or comment? Okay. Can I ask my question?
Of course, you have the mic.
Yeah. So, Prabhu, yesterday, Jayapataka Maharaj mentioned a point that really caught my attention about even if you chant offensively, keep chanting. Then immediately I went back to the 10 offenses of the Holy Name, where we say that if we commit these offenses,
right,
we will never attain Krishna Prem. So my question will be, so you keep chanting, wouldn't that lead eventually?
Well, it's like the sword over your head, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You better be careful. So the thing is that many things are mentioned in Scripture that are meant to encourage you in a way that, you know, do it or die, you know. But the thing is that as long as you keep continuing, because the power, who is the Maha Mantra? It's Krishna. Who's more powerful than Krishna? You see Balaram leaning on Krishna in Vrindavan. Prabhupada said, who's stronger? Krishna, of course. So the thing is, Krishna's not different than his name. That's why ultimately Krishna wins over everything. Even though in the meantime, yeah, there can be a lot of different... Well, look, it says in the Nectar Devotion that one who chants the name of Vasudeva has done so for many births. We screwed up. We're still here. So that's the reason why. One time, Nrihari, his sister, who's also a Prabhupada disciple, asked Prabhupada, when will your disciples go back to Godhead? You know, Prabhupada's disciples. He said it was the three lifetimes. So I'm like, okay, is this the first one? Only two more? You know, not everybody. That was just a general statement. I have that written down too, because where did you read that? You know. So the thing is that yeah, all of it. Krishna is all powerful in his name. I so many devotees I see is that they give up chanting or they chant just a few. Oh, I'm too sinful. I can't chant anymore. No, sinful or not, it doesn't matter. You know. A lot of us actually come from so many bad backgrounds, you know, and you get purified. We can factually feel it, factually identify with it, factually see it in ourselves and in other devotees. Oh, look at that devotee. He's making so much nice advancement. That's the way we're supposed to think. No, not like, oh, who does he think he is? Who does she think she is? I don't like her. Sorry. No, we have to appreciate the other devotee's service, you know, so.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. You gave a very good class today, and I really like the point that you made about emphasizing.
That's Guru Kripa, Krishna Kripa.
Jai Shri Prabhupada.
Not me.
I really like the point that you emphasized deity worship and dressing the deities very properly and engaging our mind in this service. And the Lord definitely does reciprocate, but I really like that point that you made. And it's very important for us that we're constantly engaging ourselves. You know, what is the Lord wearing? What can I do for him? What type of jewelry can I make for him? And this definitely is something that helps to engage our mind in Krishna consciousness.
And it's very important because Prabhupada was very concerned about when he left the planet. He goes, I'm very concerned about will this great deity worship go on, this opulent deity worship. Because otherwise it becomes, what did Prabhupada, the word he used, it's like a heavy burden on the back, a gola. Do you remember? Ah, yeah, that's it. It becomes a gola. You know, just a heavy burden on the back.
It should never get to that point. You always want to maintain, even if it's simple worship. Because if you go down, you always have to understand, we got to bring it back up, got to bring it back up. You know, but you don't want to get it so complicated that then all of a sudden the Pujaris are gone, or they've moved or passed on or whatever. And all of a sudden you go, oh no, all this service that we did before, we don't have enough Pujaris to do it. I mean, this is a constant concern many temples have, not in India, but here in the States. So it's a great responsibility and concern that is there. So we need more devotees to become Pujaris. I mean, it's frustrating because some devotees, they don't want to get second initiation. So, oh boy, if I get second initiation, I got to be honest. I don't know what it is, but they don't want to get second initiation to do deity worship because they know I would snag them, you know. Come on, come up on the altar.
Even so, enthusiasm is important here.
So you have to get initiated, and then you also have to get second initiation so you can engage in deity worship. We have faith in you, Justin.
Hari Bol.
Justin's service in Sacramento is amazing on deity worship. Like, he is constantly like fighting with the devotees to get to his slot. Basically, I want to do it, and we really love what he does, and we appreciate what enthusiasm he has. The only concern we have, like the Bhavishra Prabhu identified, yeah, he should take initiation and
right.
That way then
and not go to Bora Bora.
Yeah. So. So just in any way we can help you to get to that status, we will be very happy to assist you. We all are here to help you elevate.
Jai, Hari Bol.
Hari
Hari Bol. Jai, Manchika Patriya Bisha, Kipisindi Bibacha, Patanapam Dibo, Vishnavibu, Namanama. Okay, thanks.